to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Do you like trees?
Yes, I hear you say. I love trees. They're good for climbing, hiding behind, enjoying cool shade in the hot summer, and jumping into piles of dried leaves in the fall. Oh, those are great things about trees to love. But our story today is from a girl named Anna, and yet another reason to love trees. Not because of all the climbing, hiding, cooling off, or jumping. It's all about what lives in or on trees. Here's her story. I sometimes hear them before I see them. I know they're up there in the branches of the trees because of their beautiful singing. What am I talking about? Birds. Springtime is fun time for me. Where I live, it seems that winter will last forever. It gets so cold that even the birds don't sing. Of course, they're not nesting or protecting their territory, so they don't have a lot to sing about, but I still miss their music. After the snow melts and the flowers begin to bloom, all that changes. Birds that had flown south for the winter return and begin looking for the perfect spot to build their new springtime home. While searching for a mate, gathering twigs, and constructing their tree branch houses, they do what I missed hearing for so long. They sing. I've learned to identify many birds by their song, like the wood thrush, the robin, the red-winged blackbird, and the sweet-singing brown thrasher. When I listen to their lovely melodies, I think of Jesus. He put songs in their hearts. He taught them how to build nests, protect themselves from danger, and fly beyond the horizon each year when cold winds begin to blow and snows begin to fall. He put colorful feathers on their bodies and instructed them how to raise their young. What an amazing Creator God. My Bible says that someday Jesus is going to come and take us all to heaven. The long winter of sin will be over, and it will be springtime in our new home beyond the stars. I believe that we will learn many new and exciting things about building homes in which to live, growing fresh fruits and vegetables to eat, and enjoying new songs to sing. Heaven will sound like a never-ending springtime. I can hardly wait. I think I'll start practicing for that happy day now. I'll join the birds and sing songs of joy and happiness. I really like that story. You know why? Because I love birds, too. I love to watch them raise their young and fly around looking for food. And like Anna, I really enjoy hearing them sing, especially in the morning, just as the sun is rising. What a great way to begin the day. All of this talk about birds singing reminds me of a Bible verse I learned a long time ago. Here's what it says. Praise the Lord, sing a new song to the Lord, sing His praise in the meeting of the people. Psalm 149:1. The meeting of the people. Where do you think that is? Yep, you're right. That's in church. So the next time you go to your favorite church, don't be shy. Be like the birds. Sing!
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!